Okay, got her on. All right, good afternoon. This is the Yak School Board of Trustee meeting for February 19, 2025, 3:45 p.m. on Wednesday. We have an agenda for today that we have posted and circulated by email, and that is approved. And we have a visitor today. We have Bob Sacchio, and we have Pam Fuqua, and Ken Royal, and myself, Dave Gamble, as the board members present. We have several items, including continuing business of a maintenance report. We can kind of look at the action items as well. And yes, we have other visitors in, and make sure y'all sign in. And looks like we had I don't think we had any other business as far as new business, other than there is a drip out in the pump house, and it's where the intake line from the well goes into the pump filter. There's a drip, but it's stuck in there real good, so we're going to have to buy some minor plumbing parts, a union and a pipe, and a threaded collar for both sides of the filter and re-glue them, so putting them in. And Hardy's going to do that. He'll get on it tomorrow when he gets the materials.
Did we get the leak under the sink taken care of?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. I'm only asking because I paid for it to get done,
yeah,
so I needed to make sure that it got done.
Yeah, he's done that. We have the list of major cleaning over spring break, and I assume the teacher will give Vardy
just regular stuff that he does.
Okay.
Cleaning, deep cleaning in the school building, and whatever you guys want outside of the building, I don't know.
Not right
now.
Well, we have about 2 feet of snow stacked up outside, and he's gotten the snow's away from the building, which is a good thing. And Josh Bridges has moved the trails along the way so people can get in and out on the sidewalks, etc.
Is that when you do the attic cleaning also you were talking about the last week?
Yeah.
In the spring?
Yeah, yes. Yes.
It was mentioned that during spring cleaning that was going to come down off the wall and that wall was going to be painted behind it. Is that happening or no?
During the summer, because it's a big deal.
I don't know. Last I recall, it was that it was to be done during spring break, but if you want to wait until summer, that's fine.
We'll probably do it over the summer because I'm going to have already... Diane sent me a... thing from True Value Hardware that offers they have a drawing for paint, and they'll give away 20 gallons of paint. I'm going to fill that out and see if we can't get
it's a actually a grant paint. We did it once before. Mm-hmm. and
that color should be out there.
The what?
That color.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get 20 gallons and see what we can do with it. But since that needs to be painted, we might as well do it all in one fell swoop. If he's going to
20 gallons of that color of paint is what you're going to order?
That's what they get.
It could take 20 gallons of paint to paint that one wall. But do you want? What I'm asking here is, do you want to get 20 gallons of the same color of paint? Do you want to change the color? Maybe paint different rooms different colors? What do you want to do? That is a decision that needs to be made, because once you get the grant, then you have to tell them what kind of paint, what colors you want.
You can't do multiple, you mean?
Yes, we can.
Good.
I don't see changing the paint colors. Touching up, maybe.
What's the board say?
So how long does 20 gallons of paint last sitting around?
400 square foot per gallon.
But how long can it sit before it goes bad?
If it's indoors, it can stay there for about 6 months. Yes.
We did this once before. We got a bunch of different colors of paint and some white paint that was not tinted. And we used what we needed. And then we sold the rest at the school fair.
Okay.
And so it was a little bit of income. And people could take, you know, buy what color they wanted or buy white.
You can buy white and then have
yes.
it tinted.
So I would suggest that we get whatever colors we think we're going to use and anything that's left we sell.
Excellent.
Well, that's something we don't have to do it here in the board meeting. We can talk about it and make a decision.
Yeah.
That's a cosmetic thing. But it is something we do need to talk about. Okay, technology report.
I don't have anything, but we'll be discussing under new business the mill levy for the technology.
Okay, in that you and I are going to have to get together and in better weather when it's not so cold and go upstairs and see what equipment we have up there so we can surplus those items. We have a lot of items up there that need to be identified for surplus or trash if they don't work.
So you're going to wait to do that until the summer? Till it gets warmer?
Well, or late in the spring. I don't want to do it now. I did it during Ken and I worked on it during the Christmas holiday. It was really cold up there.
Right. The only reason I'm asking is because we had an issue with someone asking to order more cleaning supplies, and it was discovered that we didn't need those cleaning supplies, that there were some upstairs, because every time someone goes up there, moves things around, then the person who actually first took it up there and stored it thinks that it's all gone because it's not where it was. So what needs to be done before the end of the school year is a good inventory done of the cleaning supplies that are up there so that we can keep a handle on ordering. So Artie went up and did a quick dig through, and I have that list, but then I started asking him about stuff, and he goes, well, I didn't count everything. So I was like, well...
I'll tell him to go up and count it all.
If he opens up the stairs and shuts the library door, turns the heater up in there, he can warm up that space up there so it's not so cold. I know it is cold up there to have to go up and sort things, but somebody... I am going to suggest that someone go up with him. Not just one person go up there. Because he couldn't find the stuff the first time. Sabre went up. She found it. It's like, I'm sorry, I love men to death, but they can't find their socks even when you tell them where they are.
The dryer eats them.
Sorry. It's just the way it is. So we need two people to go up and do that.
Okay.
Instead of just one.
Before the end of the year.
That would be the thing to do. Yeah.
So you could take care of that.
Yes. Well, yeah. And properly testing the equipment, we're going to bring it down anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't do us any good to try to save money when we're ordering things we don't need. Okay.
All right. Curriculum committee.
We just had a meeting today, curriculum committee. We went over the OPI standards and what they're evaluating at this time. It looks like they're doing the language arts segment, and so we will be reviewing the language arts segment this year too, and coming up with what we need. Do you have anything to add?
No, just going through, and because we're working on the English language arts, standards and looking at our current grade levels. They're going to be implementing new ones in 2026. We wanted to make sure we had a solid foundation on what we're teaching right now, what we have on board, and where we're going to be going forward with it. And we discussed, went over how different the grade levels are from kindergarten to first grade level standards are to first grade to the second grade, knowing because in the past we've said, well, this student could be in the first grade. However, looking at the standards, it's not a good idea to put a kid in a grade just because of the an age, so to speak. So.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the curriculum report.
Will I get notes on that, Pam?
Yes.
Thank you.
Review the action item list. We met.
I did not put the action item list printed and put it in your books. I'm sorry.
Okay. I printed one out, the most recent one I had. We met with Sabray and went over some of these items. We talked about the technology levy. We also visited about the inventory process, and we also discussed the Title I-A program recommendation from the teacher. So those items did happen.
So was there any decisions made about what we're going to do with the inventory process and applying for school-wide Title I or any of that?
Yes, we took no formal action on it. We discussed whether or not 1 or 1A was better, if we needed to change what we're doing. And at the time, we were hearing more cons in making any change than we were in pros. So it didn't appear, at least it didn't appear to me to be a good thing to make a big change.
Okay, so should I put that on next month's agenda so that it can be publicly talked about?
Sure.
Okay.
Discuss the technology levy under new business.
And about the inventory process.
The inventory process, and I apologize, I ran off without that particular sheet. We talked about how we would handle inventory. There's a lot of items in the resource room that need to be inventoried, and Sabray, we basically was just not set in stone, but we had a discussion about Sabray and a work group meeting in there and doing the inventory and then providing that to the clerk so that she could make the appropriate lists. And then also on the library books, we discussed as they come in, the clerk will log them into the system, but then the teacher would handle the check-in and check-out process of the books. Since.
And what about reshelving?
That will be handled through the teacher, but in order to get it all set up, because right now it's a mess, to get it all set up, we will have work parties and get everything shelved the way it's supposed to be. and then it can be maintained by the teacher and students.
Okay, so the new, it needs to be added to the clerk's duties that she's responsible for cataloging new items into the library.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, what part of the inventory is she going to be responsible for?
You said part, what do you mean?
Well, you just said that Sabre was going to mark that stuff and then give something to the clerk to make spreadsheets with or make lists with. Okay, so we just need to be clear about who is doing what so that we don't end up having somebody not doing something that they're expected to do and feeling badly because they didn't know they were supposed to do something. So is somebody going to write it up some way? The process, the new inventory process, so that everyone knows what they're responsible for. Because that was how the inventory got kind of all messed around in the past, was that so-and-so thought so-and-so was going to do that, but so-and-so didn't do that. And so it ended up, a lot of stuff just didn't get done. So we need to have a better idea of who's expected to do what.
I think writing down who is going to do what is a great idea, and let's do that.
Okay.
As far as inventory goes, at this point, Ken is inventorying all of the technology things, big desks and chairs, equipment that's easy to do. As far as curriculum inventory, Sabre knows what she needs to know and what she needs to keep track of. And we will get people in here to help her do an inventory on all of that stuff, and we will write it all down. So we will take care of curriculum things that she knows she needs to do. You had a question.
Yes, in the meeting I had also said that I would do a step-by-step checklist of how the inventory is done for the clerk to give whenever the orders are placed and then give it to her. So I had already said that I would do the step-by-step process. So Diane, I will get you the step-by-step process if that's okay with the board.
Mm-hmm. That'll work.
Works. Thank you.
Okay. The rest of the resolutions. Oh, checking on shelving. I did that. Seems like my go-to is Amazon. I order a lot. You know, they have frequent flyer miles. And Amazon, as far as putting shelving out there in the container building, is what we discussed. And the shelving, if you put it on the sides to get all of the stuff organized, because they're in totes, boxes, and everything out there. In the shed over here, we have some nice metal shelving that's pretty substantial that we keep items in. And last summer, I organized all of that and got it after Sabre and Lee had been in there and moved things around and made suggestions. So we made that happen. So I think the same thing out here. We have a lot of stuff that we'll need to go through out in the container building. We need to get rid of stuff. There's just a lot of stuff out there that some of it's just redundant or doesn't need to be there. And then the other things she has pretty neatly boxed in tote boxes. We need to organize those, and she had them organized, but as I understand it, some of the stuff was moved around and now it's kind of in disorder as far as where it is. So that's just another one of those house cleaning things, and we'll probably need to get with Artie and tell him put this here and put that there. And so with the use of some shelves, we can organize at least some of the stuff and get it to where there's a way to walk down the center of it without it occupying the walkway.
Could we have a work day that is any good? Would
Yeah, that worked. Yeah,
I mean,
worked.
If we could get a few people with some muscles.
As far as, yeah, as far as shelving, it,
yeah, I mean, have you tried the commissioner to find out if the county has any stuff stored? They've got tons of crap that you could probably get for nothing, rather than
as
go and buy them.
Shelving. We can always check.
Sure.
Thank you. Yeah.
Good idea.
I'm going Friday, so.
And then your work day would be, half a day would be to, or a third of the day to pull stuff out, a third of the day to assemble the shelving, and a third of the day to put stuff back in.
You need to be there to help direct on this, because you know what you need and where you want it.
Or if you would, they could put the shelves up on, do one side at a time, hun, and then you go into the empty shelves, mark them, what you want on the shelves, on the fronts, label them, and then just have the workers come in and put the stuff back up in there where you want it, where you've labeled the shelves.
That might work.
Well, I'm just thinking, you're going to leave everything outside until it's moved back in, or...
That's the whole thing. It's going to either have to happen in one day, or you can move the stuff into the greenhouse and store it in the greenhouse to keep it. Yeah, that's
no
stupid.
That,
I mean, it needs to be a one-day thing.
Or pick it as a couple of days. That's something we can schedule at a, you know, we don't know what the weather, it's weather dependent and everything else on that. The shelving's basically for a 5 foot shelving by 5 foot, 67 inches wide, which is 5.5 feet wide, and 6 foot tall, or 5 foot tall, is $199 for the shelving.
How deep are they?
24 inches.
24 inches. Can you move all the stuff from one side of the container?
No.
And as you move, no.
There's so much of it in there. We could, if we moved out half of it and then start arranging it, but then you have to make sure you have everything, and it needs to be cleaned up in there too. So my vision was just to empty the thing out and then start putting back in what needs to go in, and the rest of the stuff needs to find a new home. Yes, right.
Recommend maybe first going in and just pointing out like all the tables and the things that we don't need in there, because some of the tables
get them
that are out
first.
There, the computers, and just get rid of that stuff first.
That'll make a
yes.
lot of room.
And that will open it up.
Yes.
And maybe that do that right before the fair. Set all that stuff out there and just put up
free.
Either free or make a donation.
Cheaper, free.
Some of it may have to be taken off and written through.
Most of those tables and chairs and stuff were all bought with general funds. I don't think any of that stuff was bought with title money, so that's not an important thing. It's just like, it's old, it's beat up, it just needs to go to the dump. We should make a list and then read that list out, make a what we would call a disposal resolution with the things listed that we're getting rid of.
Mm-hmm. That can be done at the first part of the summer. Okay. So I'll check with.
Put that on the action item list so that it doesn't fall through the cracks, please. Add that. And then if you wouldn't scan that and send it to me or.
Restart. Okay. And the only other thing I saw on the action item that was still there is that we haven't discussed is on the P card items, and we'll take that up in new business. Actually, we'll take it up under old business. Okay, we're at the school accreditation process. We also met with Sabre on the 5th, I think, of this month, and she's making some progress on it. She's working with Pam to complete the standard list, and I itemized that, and they've been making some progress on that. I got an email from Susie Rios. She signed off on parts of it that have either needed nothing else because we were at the best you get. It's like a number 4 on the standards, so she said she's already signed off on some of them as completed because more work won't help us any there. And then some of it, she was still getting information from Sabray and from PAMS, that where it stands. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got a deadline of the 28th, but the ladies are working on it and moving right along. Is there anything else that you need, Sabray, from the board? Okay.
Let me get my paper. Yes, there is.
Okay.
On standard O, we need to know professional development plan. And I understand that Trish was working on this plan last year. I don't know anything about it. Do you know anything about it?
No, I have not.
So we need that plan that was drawn up. Can you find it?
Standard developmental?
Professional development plan that should be in place. And I don't know that it exists. It should.
I'll look through and see if I have anything email-wise or any stored on my computer for information.
Okay. Or
I looked on the district clerks and I looked through the emails and I saw absolutely nothing.
I'll see if
I wonder if Trish would know anything.
It's
supposed to be posted publicly. And it's not on our website.
Check with Trish. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So we need that for that.
Action item list, standard O for professional development plan.
Right. And the others, I think that Sabray has come up with most of what she needs.
Okay. I have something to say about this. Okay. The professional development plan is a living document. It has to be. Every year is something different. We do have one for this year. It's just not written actually out anywhere. Sabray has already started and is set up to work, and we have already spent $3,000+ on professional development webinars that she's going to be working on over this school year. So that's what we put down as our plan for this year. She just needs to put down, write down a synopsis, which she already sent to me.
It's more in depth than that, Diane. It's not just that. She has the rubric. We have the rubric, and it's more than that.
Can you send me the something? Or?
What is it? What do we have to tell them? What do they have to have? Besides just a list of the professional development things that you're going to work on an annual basis.
Okay, that's something that you can get with us for today's Wednesday, later this week.
We have a field trip tomorrow, Friday, maybe Friday afternoon or evening.
Okay.
But it's due next Friday.
I do not have the rubric for that. Okay. I don't have that printed up. If you will send it to both Dave and me, we'll try to come up with something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll work up something for you to have answers. And if nothing.
Send
else.
It to me too, because I can put I can create a skeleton plan.
Okay.
Where you guys just have to put information into where it has to be.
Because it asks more than just for classes. It's more involved than just classes.
Okay.
Because it's.
We'll send it to all of us. We'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Yeah. And on top of it, I'll get with Susie and ask her what are some of the others?
A template from another small school.
Yeah.
We already asked her that.
Okay.
And did she reply?
She replied with a rubric from a different question.
Oh.
A different standard.
Said,
so we didn't get the answer we asked
OMP
for.
And feel free to give feedback and personalize them.
Well, I'll get a hold of her this evening and
always the one that's really causing the hang-ups.
Credit to all that's
And that's the professional development plan, Pam? Okay.
Will do. Okay, that's the accreditation process of the 2025 trustee election.
We haven't got anybody yet. I have a one interested party, but they have lived here or had a home here for many years and have retired and moved back and are interested in applying, but have to register to vote here. They have not done that yet. So I have emailed them all the documents, including a voter registration that they can just complete and email back to Melanie at the courthouse, and the intent to run form. So I'm waiting to get that back. But we do have two seats, and no one has stepped up to the plate yet. So
final day is March 27th.
27th. Yep. And if you don't do it by March 27th, you still can be a write-in candidate. If you want to wait that long.
So, any update on the district clerk position? Update is one lady met with Diane to go over what all is entailed as far as being a district school clerk, and that was a nice meeting, as I understand.
Went very well. I think she got a real good understanding about what the job entails. She was concerned about that she had originally been told that training was at $15 an hour, and I told her, I said, well, that's up to you to negotiate with the board. That's part of this whole process is, if you won't do the job for $15 an hour, then you need to tell them, I'll do the job for thus and such amount of money. And then you just go back and forth until you come up with an amount of money. So,
Has she applied?
No. And we had another lady.
Did she get back to you?
Applied.
She said she was going to get back to you about the $15 an hour training, and she never did. Well, I hope I didn't scare her off.
Well,
they need to be brutally. You need to be brutally honest with them. You know,
yeah.
Don't candy coat it. This is not an easy job, and it. You know.
Susie called me and advised that she had another lady she talked to that lives out of the area. But full-time, somewhere over in there. And she does remotely for different schools, and she would consider it. So she's thinking about it. So word's starting to get out. So.
And there is one lady who has applied.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked to her briefly, and we need to have a public meeting with her, mm-hmm. I think, so that everybody can ask their questions and know who she is. And
yeah, I kind of envision if we could, you know, having all of them here, whoever, in the next week or so.
So you don't have to have multiple interviews.
Yeah.
Special meetings.
It'll be fine if anybody else applies.
Yeah.
Well, maybe somebody needs to reach out to Tiana and say, hey, this is our plan. Are you throwing your hat in the ring or not?
I'll call her.
I mean, I just don't understand it. People only drag their feet and can't make a decision about getting a job. Either you want the job or you don't want the job.
Yeah.
So okay. You just have to set.
I'm just going to pass these out because it won't let me copy and paste this rubric in there. So now
thank
you guys
you.
Have it.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
So, you know, you just say, these. Call them, we're interviewing. And we're doing one interview with multiple candidates so that everybody is sitting together, everybody can ask their questions, everybody can, and this is the day that it is. Are you interested?
That's true. I'll do it.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. The MASBO P-Card program, we've looked throughout the program. There's only like one or two questions I still had, and then in conferring with Diane and then looking at the process for education, we would have to pay Diane, you know, she's working and it costs money to learn how to do this stuff. And then also pay for a new clerk to come in and learn how to do all of that. And also get the system set up. So it seemed to me to be a better idea to pass this to June. And once we'll have a new clerk in position, and the new clerk's part of the things, we have some training set up for the new clerk so that they can get trained through MASBO, through the state.
Would you like me to explain this, Dave?
Go ahead.
Okay, I reached out to MASBO, and they've been doing trainings all this time throughout the school year that I haven't gone to because I don't need them. But they're paid, we have to pay for them, and if we pay for them, then we get a recording of it. So I visited with Maria at MASBO and their training lady and Donnie, and we went through the list of all the things that so far that they have put out there and there's recordings for, and we purchased $800 worth of professional development training recordings, and that is how we're going to train the new clerk without having to pay me to sit here by her elbow and teach her how to do this job. You can learn how to do this job if you have the right tools, which are webinars that explain the process and help you understand what you have to do and how to do it. That's what these webinars are. So you're not going to pay me $18 an hour to $18.75, which is what I make right now, which in my opinion you should be paying your clerk more than that, the new clerk. So I'm not going to work and be paid less than who I'm training. And I don't feel like the school can afford $25 an hour. I will be there when I am needed. I will set up the plan for that person. That's part of this job, is that you are self-motivated, that you take it upon yourself to learn the things that you need to know and to network with people that can help you do this job. Because when I started here, there wasn't anybody. Gail Jakowith was here with me for 2 weeks. Went through the basics and one board meeting. And then Rebecca, who was the clerk, two clerks before Gail, would come in when I needed her, when I was doing something huge. Like, she helped me with my very first TFS. She helped me with my very first budget. I can do those kind of things, but as far as the person has to have a good concept of what the trustee's financial summary is. I can't take them from ground zero and have them be able to sit down and do the TFS. They have to be able to go back and they have to be able to look at webinars and ask questions of the people that are in the know, really in the know, because things change constantly all the time. And this is a legislative year. Things are really going to start changing here in about 2 weeks. 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, the whole landscape is changing. We have a new state superintendent of schools. So everything is going to change because they have a different idea than the last person that was in there about how things should be done.
Isn't all of this stuff under the when you come in and talk to them, doesn't all this stuff come up and you're asking them questions about what they can do and what if they have any training with this stuff?
No one on the face of this planet, unless they've done this job before, will understand what a trustee's financial summary is and what the process is to do it.
You can ask them questions.
Yes, you can. They can run a budget.
If they've created
a budget before. Yes.
I mean, see what their background is.
Yes.
To give them some idea of.
And those two women that I know
of. If they
really
want to learn or if they don't want to learn. And why are you talking when I'm talking?
I'm sorry. I'm just letting you know that this job is a very self-motivated job. Mm-hmm. And if you're not motivated to do the job and understand that, yes, there is a lot of self-taught things, not self-taught, but you have to take the initiative to do that and to keep on top of things and to understand the changing landscape of the education, financial finances as far as the education system goes.
And this program will teach you all that.
It will teach.
It's $800?
All the recordings that we don't have access to now are $800. Then she will also go to the new Clerks Academy in June and the summer conference, the MASBO summer conference, which also goes over all of this stuff, all the new legislation.
At what cost to the school district?
The cost to send her to go for a week to Great Falls, a motel. I have the the registration for the motel for her to go from the 9th to the 13th. $639 for her motel.
Do you have that in a line item or something that's on here? We have an expense coming up with a new clerk?
Yes, we talked about this because DeRay was going to go.
That's not what I asked you. I asked you, do you have it in a...
I don't understand what you want when you say, and you've made that comment before, about do we have a line item for that? We budgeted $2,000 in the general fund budget to send our new clerk to the summer conference.
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
We did.
Now I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
yes,
budget.
It's
in our
budgeted.
Budget, and it's part of the plan.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, yeah. Okay. Now, I'm with you.
I'm okay. Sorry. I just didn't understand what you were saying, Bob.
I know. Well,
yes, it is budgeted.
One was, okay, apples and oranges. Now we got pie. Everything goes better with pie. Okay, so that takes care of the procurement cards. Spring enrollment count, that's 5.
We ended up with 5. In your books is the report that once I loaded up into Mayfair's, we have 5 total. We have 1 that's a part-time count. So, our 3-year average A and B for this coming school year's budget is 6.
So we'll have 6 for our A and B.
Yep. So your basic basic A and B entitlement per student is $37,839. Your basic entitlement is $58,963. So total, $96,949.68 will be your general fund budget for this coming school year. There will be some changes due to legislature, but it won't be that much, just a few dollars. So that's what you're looking at.
So it's down.
Oh, yes. It was 104 last
down.
Year.
Down. Quite a bit.
And as the numbers drop off the back end, this number will continue to go down unless you get more butts in chairs.
Which leads us into our next item on here is assessing a general fund budget and mill levy for 25-26 school year, this upcoming school year. We do this every year.
And I will start now and create for your next meeting the budget for this year, showing what has been spent, what's left, and then the new budget for next year so that you can start building a budget.
Okay.
You really can't do anything until we get our preliminary data sheets from OPI as far as figuring out how many mills we're going to need. But it is what it is. You'll have to get the mill numbers will be what they are to get you where you need to be to meet your needed budget.
And so we don't need a motion or
anything
on that?
No.
We have under new business also the technology levy. This is a new one for us because you just heard counts down, numbers we get is down. Technology levy. I passed out some sheets up there on a voted technology levy. We have an internet system here through EL Internet, costing us annually, their bill is $4,368.
That's what it's going to be next year. It might go down just a hair because we got one more student and can be, our discount rate will be reevaluated.
And that we've, our discount rate that we get is 90%.
This year, it's not next year.
That's the way we've done, so it's dropped down to 60% for next year. So we're going to get a third less money to pay for the internet service. So, you know, what do? Well, we're locked in. We have a 5-year contract with them, and we're 3 years into it. So we still have 2 more years that we're legally obligated to have to pay that particular rate, which is a have to because we're required by state to have the computers, to have the system, to have the internet. Kids do testing on it, through it. They receive information from it. So the internet, it's part of everybody's daily life. Probably everybody here has a computer that's hooked up to a satellite system of some sort or an information system. It's going to cost us some, it's still costing us money. We've gotten by having 90% of our bill paid for, but now they're not going to pay 90%. And that's, as I understand it, that kind of comes from the school lunch program.
Yeah, it's based on poverty levels
and so,
school population.
If we got poorer, and they paid for more, but that's just the way it is. We don't have that many students, and we don't have any that qualify for that particular program.
We only have
program.
Two families that qualify,
yeah.
So.
Okay, so we're at, we also have the internet through All Systems Go in Troy. And that's Greg, and he provides the oversight and the care of the computers as well as software and that sort of thing. So it's going to talk, the bare bones cost to us that we're having to absorb now is about $7,400, $7,368. That doesn't include new equipment. So I've included in there that in there, so that's basically what we're asking for, and that it go for a period of 5 years. Also in the handout is the mill rates. How do you calculate a mill? And the form is right here. It's, look at it over there. If your house's market rate was $100,000 for tax purposes at the assessor's, the taxable value at 2.63% would be $3,860, a little under $4,000. Using the calculations that they provide, they gave a sample from the for calculating the millage rate. If you have, if we were looking for $10,000 a year, it would be $19.30 per year. And that's what each $100,000 of value. Now, if you have a $300,000 home, you're going to pay three times $19.30, which is a little under $60 a year to keep the internet going and the technology for the school. So that's what we're looking at for a 5-year plan to get us past this. The internet will have to stay on and continue going. There's not really a cheaper or better alternative. It's the only alternative we had. HughesNet wasn't supported. Sobrae had many frequent outages, and the buffering thing, I think, was a severe issue. So.
And Starlink does not provide service to schools through the E-rate program. So if you chose to not continue using your point-to-point microwave and go to Starlink, it would be at full cost, whatever that is.
And it would be at the business cost.
Yeah. You know,
they have a business rate, and that's where we fall into. Not the home rate, which looks really nice.
And we just spent, we spent millions of taxpayers' dollars to get the system that we have in here now that works. So, and not exactly through your county taxes, but through other taxes, because it was all done through grants given to us by the state and the federal government to get that point-to-point microwave system set up. So,
Southwest and federal government.
Yeah.
Well, that's the issues.
So it would, I just can't see it being advantageous to, at the end of the 5-year contract, just because, and the price is going to go up. I mean, we've had it at the same price for 5 years now. We're just going to have to bite the bullet and pay. Because without it, this school would lose its accreditation.
So we need a motion on this?
Or? No, not yet, because we need to wait until we do the language that will be on the ballot,
okay.
And then that will be voted on. Because these numbers are going to be changing and fluctuating all the way down to the point that I certify the ballot.
Okay. Any questions? Or
and if we have comments? To call a special meeting, we will.
So, Brian?
Mine is just a question. Diane, were you able, on the head count, were you able to get that list of how many we had for the last 5 years?
I sent it all to you already.
Okay. I'll try to find it.
I sent it to Pam, too.
Okay.
And we're looking at fluctuation. We're not looking at numbers constantly dropping. Mm-hmm. People keep saying, the numbers are going down. And numbers go up and down and up and down. So we just need to plan on that in this little school.
Yep. Last year we had 8. This year was 8 was our number. This year is 9. 6. Next year...
Who knows?
Next year, if we get kids in here, we could actually have more kids in the seat than our 3-year averages.
It's sort of like if you have 4 kids and one kid leaves the school district, you just lost 24%, 25% of your students. If you have 200 kids and you lose a family of 3, well, that's a...
Not a big deal.
That's a percent and a half. So...
Thanks, Diane. Sorry I missed
it. It's okay.
All right. So, we've discussed...
I've had weird things been happening in my email. Like,
we have another consequence of students moving around.
A new legislation, that's what this tuition thing
yes,
is. We used to have to pay.
We have a non-voted levy on tuition. We had 2 students move out of district, they live in district, but they chose to go to school out of district and were received out of district in McCormick. And so with the new change in legislation, we owe McCormick School because they provided the service and that they were all, we had the benefit of their numbers for the time being until then.
See, that's what I don't understand about this whole ruling, is because they got to count those 2 students as their A and B, got money for them in their budget, but yet we still are having to pay for those students to go to school there because they're outside the district. That just doesn't make any sense.
And Diane has, there's been a flurry of emails back and forth between Diane and...
Do we pay the school or do we pay the state?
No, we pay the school. They send us a bill.
And for the 2 students, it'll be a total of $3,738.22. And we pay
every year the state puts out a list of the cost, tuition cost for every school across the state. And then there's a formula, and you pay the lesser of the cost of the school they're coming out of and the school that they're going to. And McCormick's cost is less than the Yak School's cost per student. So we pay the amount of $864.11, which is what it costs for one student at McCormick, because it's less than what it costs ours. If a kid were to come to our school, it would be $2,311.13 that it costs for us.
And we received that money already. We have that money.
Well, that is, that's
for those two students for those, who are moved.
No, I understand.
No, no.
We got paid for them.
No. It's the new law for any student who is going to a school outside of their district.
In a way, the way they calculate it is based on that 3-year average.
I didn't understand the calculations.
For the A and B, for your average number belonging. And so, yeah, they figure in on it, but technically McCormick got paid, and then...
And then we had to pay them again.
And then we'll pay McCormick.
Again.
It's the way the legislature did us. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, that's...
So each year we assess, we figure out, we can know how much money we are going to have to pay whatever school the child that lives in our district is going to, because we have to sign an attendance agreement with that school. They have to apply to us, or the parents have to apply to the school they're going to, be accepted. That school then has to come to an agreement with our school, and everybody signs off on it. And then the following year is when you pay for that student's time that it spent.
First payments in December this year, 2020.
So if we don't have, if the student that is at McCormick this year that lives here, if they choose not to go to school at McCormick next year and go here instead, then we won't have any tuition fees that will have to be levied for the ensuing school year. This year we do. So we know ahead of time. So each year this non-voted tuition levy will either happen, and it will only be, we will only ask for the amount of money that we are anticipating to have to pay the next year to that school where that child went. Okay? So it's not something that we just put out there and we just keep levying money over, you know, for until the cows come home. That's not the way it is. We only levy enough money to pay for those students who have signed attendance agreements between our school and the school they're going to.
Isn't there a time frame they have to get those signed? And
yes.
If they don't, then it's null and void?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. It's been discussed.
So you will do the paperwork for a non-voted levy for tuition?
Yes. And it will be just like we do, and it will just be publicly noticed in the newspaper that says the Yak School will be levying so many mills to raise this much money to pay for the 24-25 school year tuition that it is obligated to pay to McCormick School District.
Will you be doing that for the building fund too?
Yes.
Okay.
And that the deadline for that to be posted in the newspaper is March 31st.
Okay.
Then we don't do a resolution on it yet?
Nope.
Okay. We're up to the teacher's report. Hopefully a lot of happier stuff. All right. Spelling bee.
Whoa, forgot one thing.
Oh, I did?
Yep. We have to read the resolution to hold the election. And it is stating that we're doing an election when the election is, and that it will be 2 seats, 1 3-year, 1 1-year, and also the technology levy. But no numbers yet. It's just announcing to the public, and you guys and pass the resolution that you've asked me to do the election. And that's what will be on the ballot.
And we have on here the resolution. It says, trustee resolution calling for an election. Regular school election, one voting location. Be it resolved, the Board of Trustees for School District Number 24, Lincoln County, State of Montana, will hold the annual regular school election on Tuesday, the 6th of May, 2025, which date is not less than 70 days after the passage of this resolution. The election will be conducted by mail ballot. The purpose of the election is to elect two trustees, one for a one-year term and one for a three-year term. Approval of the levy to maintain the technology fund will also be requested. If it is later determined that any portion of the election is not required, the Board of Trustees authorizes the district clerk, election administrator to cancel that portion of the election in accordance with 13-1-304 and 20-3-313 of Montana Code Annotated. The following voting locations will be used for the election, and the three electors of this district who are qualified to vote at such election are hereby appointed to act as judges at the election at each voting place.
I have to tell you that the three judges that are listed on that resolution do not reside within this district. There are no eligible judges within our district because the two judges that are actually in our district cannot be judges because one is married to the board chair and the other one is the board chair. So we have to go outside of our district but stay within Lincoln County for our three judges.
I didn't have something to do one day, so I signed up, you know? Anyway, the voting location is at the Yak School here, 29893 Yak River Road, Troy, Montana, 59935. And the address, the election judges are Carol Parsons, Linda Rodriguez, and Patricia Carey.
And those may change if they have already been spoken for by somebody else.
Be it further resolved that the clerk of the school district is hereby directed to notify the above-named election judges of their appointment and to notify the county election administrator of the date of holding said election and request the clerk to close regular registration and to prepare and furnish election materials as required by law. If any of these judges should not be able to serve, the election administrator will choose a replacement from certified judges. No further proceedings were conducted relating to the election. It shows the printed name of the board chair, signature of the board chair, printed name of the clerk, signature of the clerk, and a date.
So, Dave, would you sign that, please?
All right.
We need to move to accept, right?
Yeah.
I move that we accept the election resolution as read.
And I second it.
I concur.
That's hard.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, it's a break.
Okay. And now we will proceed on to the teacher report.
Up on the board, on the Vibe board, I put up the, first off, the spelling bee. Let me go with the spelling bee and the field trip. Tomorrow's the spelling bee. It starts at 1 o'clock at the Activity Center in Troy. Our sixth grader, John Charlin, will be our representative. This is his third year of representing us. Typically, and with the normalcy of what we typically do, we go to a field trip after that. We'll go bowling and out to eat. We have to go over to Bonner's Ferry to go bowling because our bowling alley in Troy that has leagues and there's no bowling available. No. And so, but they've updated the bowling facility over in Bonner's and lights and all of that. Then I have a parent going as well, and so her two children will ride with her, and then I'll be driving the rest of them. I explained to her because everybody, to include her, could fit in my car, that we could not pay for the mileage if she elects to drive on her own because she wants to go grocery shopping, so I told her we couldn't pay the extra miles like that. So just so you know, that's how I handled that one, because we could all fit in my car to go. With that being said, with the same normalcy, we won't be back until probably, we have the bowling alley 3 to 4 Idaho time, which is 4 to 5 our time. So we won't get in until around 8 o'clock or so. And so we'll come in half a day on Friday morning and then be out the other half a day, because the 4 additional hours show make up for that. On Friday, Lee will be 7 in the morning. I have a physical therapy appointment at 8:30. And then she knows, and then the parents know to pick them up around noon time. And then February, so much stuff is going on, and I sent home at the beginning of February a newsletter to the parents, and that's what's on the board with all the important dates and everything, with the mass testing, Valentine's Day, the hunt. Today was the 100th day of school celebration. That's why we all dressed up like we're 100 years old. But I told them mine was easy to feel that way. They had to, they were told, tasked with, and I don't see where the other ones went, so they must have taken some of them home. They had to build objects with 100 objects, and this gentleman built a bird view of a nest and et cetera with 100 objects, and so it was very creative.
Who did that one?
This one was done by Roman Bridges, and inside it he gave details, and he used crystals for the eggs, and he's got the food dish and the water dish, and these are the screws in here with the strings so the birds can sit on it. He's got stickers in here. His mom assisted him with the hot glue gun after, and then he wanted to do it and he burnt his finger, so now he knows why I don't let him use the hot glue gun. And another one used 100 Legos to build a house, but he still had 3 pieces left to make 100, so he opened it up and made sure there was a table inside, so that's pretty cool. There was another one that had 100 popsicle sticks, and he spray-painted them brown, and it was a log cabin, but there was not enough. It takes more than 100 popsicle sticks to close your roof, so he didn't have that. Another one drew a alien's face and drew 100 eyeballs on it. And so they were all creative. They were dressed up today. They had beards. They had canes. They had walkers. They had gray hair. They had lines marked on their face, glasses. And so they got bookmarks they got to color. They got bands that said 100th day of school, but they were 100 days brighter, so it was a good celebration today for that. We finished our mass testing. So everything got listed, even the board meeting on here, curriculum committee meeting, so that the parents would know. Reminder about cold weather, talking to them also about attendance matters. And then if they had any questions, then let's have another great month. And so that's it for the newsletter. I'll put another one out for March. Then we have the parent-teacher conferences. I called a second parent-teacher conferences just to give them another update on how their kids were doing and where we were at and how they did on the second parts of the second part of the state testing. We have finished our state testing. We completed it today. There was a survey with it as well. I went to continuing education last Friday. It was cybersecurity. It was the first morning part was talking about how chat AI is helping educators and working in the schoolroom, in the classroom with the students, and how to be safe with it, and how it really takes the load off the teachers by doing the lesson planning, the testing, the assessment design for them, putting in the information and telling you what words to use to design your test, how it can grade the writing assignments and take hours away from a teacher's caseload of students. And then we went into the second part, cybersecurity. It was really great, talking about passwords, fake phishing accounts, on trying to get you into your emails, and always hover over the email address and look at it to see if it really is. You have to be very, very careful with the state of Montana now, because especially within the education system, 2 school systems got hacked into. from a hacker, and it was the technology person's. It was a quick, right before I head out the door, I opened up this email, it flooded the system, and all they did was, like, it'll say Montana MTSS. They'd taken one of the S's out and made that phishing hacking one. And so, and that was it.
I noted I had a couple of fishy looking emails in mine, like furniture and things that you'd think if it's an advertisement, you spell everything correctly.
I just want to follow up on the standards. Susie did go into the accreditation, and she's already closed out and locked out the mentorship and induction and put information in there. So I guess that one's done now. Parents,
okay.
Don't worry about
very
that
good.
One.
Okay.
And then she's also put in stuff in the professional development plan, but she says to look at it and personalize it. So I'll look at that and as well. If you can, you guys log in and see that stuff?
We can't.
Okay.
Only you can.
So I can go in and look at it and personalize it if you guys want me to, or we can. You can come back up here.
Whatever you want is fine.
Friday afternoon, Pam, or Monday, whatever you
Friday
want.
Friday afternoon. What time?
Whenever I get
okay.
back from
okay.
my appointment.
Okay. Never mind. We'll figure
so,
it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I have an appointment online, so I'm going to head over to my 5 o'clock appointment. Any questions?
Okay,
thank you.
That's the teacher's report. We now proceed to the clerk's report and expenditures.
All right. The only thing that I really need to remind everybody of is that summer conference and the new Clerk's Academy is June 9th through the 13th. I have made reservations. They were booked up at the hotel, the Heritage Inn Hotel, where the conference is actually going to be. But this hotel is like not even a half a mile away. It's going to be in Great Falls. And the cost for her room for those 5 days is $681.57. We will also be paying her mileage and most of her meals because she can eat for free at the hotel, and then dinners are provided, most of the dinners, because there's dinners at the conference, so just your lunch, and we have per diem set already for those, so however many lunches she has to do, that's what you'll pay her, whatever the per diem for lunch is for those days. And when you talk to these women, they have to go to this. There's no, well, gee, I've made other plans. Well, gee, if you've made other plans, then you don't need this job.
Date on that?
June 9th through the 13th, and it is in Great Falls. If they can't go to this and make changes in their schedule, they don't really want this job. Because this is very, very important for them to do this. Okay, let's move on to the financials. We have December and January balanced with the treasurer's office. So we will start with December. Detailed expenditure report for December. Everything is listed there. I'm just going to give you the totals. General fund, $5,490.49. Retirement fund, $588.28. Miscellaneous fund, $15,119.84. Building reserve fund, $610.51. Total expenditures for the month of December, $21,809.12. Revenue for the month of December, next page. And I'm going to, detail is there. I'm doing balances by fund. $9,842.23 for the general fund, $13,878.56 for miscellaneous fund, and $560.71 for the building reserve fund, for total revenues for December of $24,281.50. So next page, cash reconciliation report. Keep in mind that we had our little discrepancy with the county that was not fixed until January, and that discrepancy is in Fund 187. She had us at 2,648, and the true balance of the Fund 187, which is our warrants, was 2,704.80. But all the rest of them match across. Do I have any questions for the month of December? May I have a motion?
I move to accept the December financials.
I second it. Concur.
Moving on to January. Detailed expenditures. If you have any questions, just let me know. I am going to do fund balances. $4,763.80 in the general fund, $508.46 in the retirement fund, $994.70 in the miscellaneous fund, and $1,387.88 out of the building reserve fund. For a total expenditures for January of $9,654.84. I'm going to make a statement here in regards to this building reserve fund. Since we're going to be doing a technology levy next year, we won't have as many expenditures out of our building reserve fund, because at this point we have set up a sub account in under the building reserve fund that is for technology infrastructure, and that's where we've been paying for those quarterly costs and things like that. Not the internet, but our quarterly costs and any other technology-related expenses are being at this time paid out of the building reserve fund, and that's so will not be happening next year. It will have its own fund to take from it. So the building reserve fund won't have so much taken out of it, so many expenditures every month. Okay, revenues for January. We received for the general fund $7,683.88, $9.60 for the transportation fund, $6,412 for the retirement fund, $3,906.89 for the miscellaneous fund, 3 cents for the lease rent fund, 77 cents for the impact aid fund, $7.39 for the technology fund, and $9.38 for the flex fund, $782.97 for the building reserve fund, and $16.35 for the student extracurricular activity fund, for total revenues in January of $18,828.26. So if you take your page, fold it over, that next page with the little blue line, fold it in half, and you will notice that Fund 187 at the bottom now balances with the clerk, with the county treasurer's office. So we made the changes, the adjustments that needed to be made, and that was all cleared away and taken care of, and we balance across all funds. Can I have a motion?
I move that we accept the financials for January.
Concur.
Thank you. Detailed expenditures so to date for February are as follows: $878.18 in the general fund, $1,064.99 in the miscellaneous programs fund, and $483 from the building reserve fund, for a total of $2,426.17 in expenditures for February. The next page is our general fund expenditure budget. We are sitting at 64.43% under instruction, 100% under elections, and 61.58% remaining under business services, 37.84% remaining in under buildings and maintenance. So overall, our percentage remaining is 58.45. We still have to spend our $197.04 for Indian Ed. So if you wouldn't help remind the teacher that she needs to come up with something to purchase related to Indian education for all to spend $197.04, because we get dinged on our accreditation at the end of every year if we don't spend that money.
What percentage should we be at this point?
Yeah,
well, that's pretty good. I mean, we're more than halfway through the year, and we have a little bit over half of the money left. So,
I'll see you Friday,
so. We're doing all right.
Good.
We did spend more money in Indian Ed than we actually had in the coffers last year, but it doesn't matter. The new legislation and the way they look at it is, we gave you this much money, and you got to spend it. If you don't spend it, we're ding you. So. If she just buys some books or maybe some
I'll let her know.
Yeah, craft things that the kids can do related to Indian Ed, something, maps, anything. She needs to spend that $197.04.
Okay.
And that is all I have.
Okay, that's everything. The policy review, will pass those to June meeting in 25. Our next meeting, is there any public comment? No public comment. Okay. Our March meeting is set for March 19. Does that work for everybody? March 19. Okay, March 19 at 3:45. Any other open comment? None. We'll be adjourned, and it is 5:05. That's better.
Pretty efficient.
Yeah.